T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got to get into the Masters, which I watched all weekend, obviously. I was locked in all day from 2 o'clock yesterday watching the final round. And I got to give credit to Patrick Reed, who hung in there, made all the big putts he had to make. He had a 3-shot lead coming into the final round. He was a leader after Friday, too. But I tell you what, you talk about a guy that is not a likable guy. That is Patrick Reed.
What makes him unlikable?
You know what? He's very cocky. I mean, he made a comment a few years ago, I'd say 4 or 5 years ago. He won a tournament. I forget where it was. And he basically said, I'm one of the top 5 players in the world. He came out and said it. And after that, did very little after that, you know, to back that up. Now, obviously, yesterday, you know, this weekend was his weekend, his time. I give him credit. Like I said, he made every big putt. When Spieth finally caught him yesterday, and how about Spieth, who just went nuts yesterday, 8 under par yesterday after he was down 9 shots, actually got to tied Reed late in the round on Sunday, but then Reed came back, I think it was on 15, made a big birdie putt to take the lead again. Spieth eventually bogeyed on 18, and that was it for him. Ricky Fowler made the big run yesterday. How about him? He came so close, birdies 18 to keep the pressure on Reed, so Reed had a par the 18th hole, which he wound up doing to wind up winning the tournament. But I think the thing I take away from this, because everybody went crazy, bro, about Tiger.
Sure.
Okay?
It was a big disappointment.
You know, Tiger made the cut. He actually played well yesterday. He shot 3 under. He got 69 yesterday. Finished 1 over for the tournament. Had a beautiful eagle putt on 15 as well, too. But the bottom line is this. You look at the guys, and I had Stenson. He hung in there. You know, he went, finished 9 under. Never really, you know, had that magic to make a big run at the end. He was in the mix. But you look at the guys who were the top guys in this tournament, and this is really where golf is right now. And that's why I think, you know, we went gaga over Tiger, and I think Tiger's going to win an event at some point this summer. I think he will. I don't know about him winning majors, but I think he's going to win another event. But you look at these guys, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, who made a big run yesterday till he hit the ball in the creek on the 13th hole. Even him. These guys are all under 30 years old. And these guys, any of these guys, can go out there and win a tournament, you know? And I'm not even talking about guys like Dustin Johnson, who's like 31, 32, and Bubba, who's like 31, 32, 33, who can still bomb the ball and, you know, hit the ball 340, 350 yards off the tee. Even Rory is under 30, although Rory collapsed yesterday when everybody, you know, I'm watching the pregame show, bro. I watched, a lot of that before, and everybody's, Rory's going to win his Grand Slam here, even though he's 3 shots back. Rory's the guy. He's the guy to beat. And Rory really completely faded yesterday. As a matter of fact, if there's such a thing as a bad birdie, which is something I wouldn't know about, a bad birdie, he had one on the second hole where after Reed had bogeyed one to kind of come back and give a little opening to Rory, give him a 2-shot lead after it was 3, he comes back on that par 5 and has a tremendous shot to about 5 feet for eagle and doesn't make the eagle putt. He got the birdie, but it turned out to be a big momentum swing, I thought, in that match. And Rory really never recovered from that. And then he actually fell back. I think he finished 9 under at the end of the day, missed a lot of short putts. But that's where golf is now. All these guys, all these young guys are under 30. And I give Tiger credit for the comeback he's made and all of that. And I'd like to see him win one. I really would. But it's not going to be that easy. And the fact that they had him among the favorites to win this, you know, going into the Masters was absolutely ridiculous in my mind, bro.
Well, I think it's because people wanted it, so they
right.
wanted
That's
to,
exactly right.
They wanted to bet it.
Yep.
So he becomes the favorite. And
yep.
going into Saturday morning, he was done.
He was done.
There was no drama.
Right, there was no drama. He was 4 over par. He made the cut, barely,
right.
by a shot. The
and
cut
Phil
was 5
made the
over.
Cut on the cut
on
line,
the cut, right?
right.
Yeah. And Phil had a good day yesterday. Actually wound up, I think he shot 3 under yesterday, wound up +2 for the tournament. After he had some just brutal moments where he hit a tree out of the woods and, you know, he was in the water. You know, Tiger himself twice on that that short par three on the 12th hole, which looks like it's a relatively easy all. I mean, relatively easy for these guys.
Right.
And everybody was having trouble all over the place with it. Tiger hit the ball in the water twice there. I mean, it was crazy. And that was a big birdie that Reed got yesterday on 12. He had a huge birdie on 12 yesterday after he had bogeyed the hole before. So give Patrick Reed credit. He's a terrific player. Obviously, you win the Masters, you are. But he's not exactly the most beloved guy out there, I'll tell you that.
Hey, the problem was the bar going into this tournament was Tiger can be there on Sunday.
No question.
Phil could be there on Sunday.
Yep.
You were even saying, oh, how amazing would this
be? It would be great.
And it didn't happen.
Nope.
Doesn't mean it wasn't an entertaining tournament, but for the guy like myself, or the casual fan out there, once you knew going into the weekend, well, Tiger's out of it, well, Phil's out of it, it lost its appeal a little bit.
I understand that. I understand it.
Still an entertaining tournament. Right. I think it still did pretty well in the ratings.
I'm sure it did.
But it did seem like the expectations were getting a little out of whack for Tiger.
There's no doubt. I mean, look, he played real well in Florida. You know, those three tournaments he played in Florida, he played terrific, but he didn't win in any of them. Even though he was in the mix, he finished, you know, in the top five and all of that. But again, when you watching golf and, you know, being into it the way I am now, and I see these young guys and this is what golf is.
You got, young man's game.
They got a lot of guys. Well, I mean, look, there's still guys in there. Look, we saw Phil win in Mexico.
Sure.
You know, Stenson was 42. He made a big run here. I mean, he was in the mix the whole time. He finished, you know, 9 under. He was in the top 10 here. You know, but the bottom line is this. There are so many young guys under 30 or in their early 30s that are just phenomenal players. You know, it's not like it used to be. I watch these tournaments every week now. Anybody could win, bro.
Right.
I mean, there's guys every week that I never even heard of that come out of nowhere and win tournaments. Even, you know, you talked about Tony Finau. How about him? Tony Finau, after he almost breaks his ankle on that par three contest when he's celebrating that hole in one, he was 5 under yesterday. He wound up getting to 7 under. Give him credit for what he did.
Sure.
And he's another young guy that's under 30 that hits the ball to the moon. That, you know, is a guy to be reckoned with going forward. I mean, there's just so many of these young guys in golf now, and that's why it's going to be tough for Tiger to win another major, in my mind. Very tough.
Yeah, well, he's made progress. I think he's in the top 100
He definitely has. No, he's back in the mix now.
Yeah.
But we'll see what he does at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock coming up on Father's Day weekend. We'll see. I guess he's going to play in the Players, which is coming up in the middle of May. I would think he's playing there, and you know, that's as close to a major as you can get without it being a major. So we'll see what he does in these tournaments. But it's not going to be that easy for him to win a major with all these young guns that are so good right now in the golf game.
Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.